Johnny Mac with your daily comedy news. Jimmy Fallon pointed out that Joe Biden hosted a virtual COVID summit. The fact that the summit was held virtually pretty much tells you how we're doing in the fight against COVID. Jimmy added the U.S. co-hosted a summit with Germany, Indonesia, Senegal, and Belize. Good. All the heavy hitters are on this. Fallon continued. Biden is serious about tackling the pandemic. That's why he announced the new head of his COVID task force, Patty LuPone. Seth Meyers said President Biden called Ferdinand Marcos Jr. to congratulate him on winning the Philippine presidential election. Biden said, remember, winning is the easy part. The hard part is convincing everybody that you actually won. Some footage from Dave Chappelle's show leaked. He talked about the slap. I shared a clip on the Daily Comedy News subreddit page, but the punchline to Chappelle's joke, and he obviously tells it much better, is the gangster part was when Will Smith sat down and watched the rest of the show. Wanda Sykes said, I'm still traumatized. I can't talk about it. I get emotional. I can't believe he was still sitting there like an a-hole. Shouldn't you be sitting there with a lawyer or LPD MF-er? I hope he gets his S together. Until then, F him. Wow. In a Chappelle-related topic, Netflix apparently put out a culture memo. In the culture memo, inside a section known as artistic expression, Netflix says, entertaining the world is an amazing opportunity and also a challenge because viewers have very different tastes and points of view, so we offer a wide variety of TV shows and movies, some of which can be provocative. To help make members make informed choices about what to watch, we offer ratings, content warnings, and easy-to-use parental controls. Not everyone will like or agree with everything on our service as employees. We support the principle that Netflix offers a diversity of stories, even if we find some titles counter to our own personal values. Depending on your role, you may need to work on titles you perceive to be harmful. If you find it hard to support our contact breadth, Netflix may not be the best place for you. Wow. I'll translate that. Hey, if you don't like Chappelle's specials, quit. Cat Williams has a new Netflix special. It is titled World War III. It was filmed back in January before we had the actual World War III. In the special, Cat Williams does a deep dive on some of his favorite conspiracy theories. The official press release says, in the war between truth and lies, there's only one man you can trust. Comedy legend Cat Williams returns to deliver the unfiltered truth and hilariously breaks down conspiracy theories in his new comedy special, World War III. You will find that on Netflix today. And if you find it hard to support the Cat Williams special, Netflix may not be the best place for you. Russell Peters is a much bigger comedian than most people realize. Russell Peters is huge worldwide. He's back in the UK. Today, he will play the Birmingham Arena. Thursday, the arena at Wembley, and the O2 Apollo in Manchester on Saturday. Those are big shows. CBS spoke with Michael Che. A lot of Michael Che press this week. There's also a lot of Hannah Einbender press. I know Hacks just launched a new season, but remember a while back, there was a lot of press related to that woman who hosted the Oscars. And if I say her name and I don't say only great, amazing things, people get really mad at me. There's a little bit of Hannah Einbender press right now as well. I haven't seen anything interesting enough in any of the articles to share them with you, but there's a lot of press out there. Michael Che also getting a lot of press this week because that damn Michael Che, that's a TV show, is back on HBO in a few weeks. Anyway, CBS spoke with Che and they asked him about starting on SNL and he said, I didn't want to have to read news. It's boring. He was asked if he feels like he doesn't belong. I still feel like at any moment someone's going to tap me on the shoulder and say that. Still, this is like a very lucky thing you get to do, you know? So if I'm found out at any moment, I'll be like, yeah, it's a good con. Michael Che Campbell was named after Che Guevara. I didn't know that. Che says, I like it for maybe a very toxic reason. I do think that controversy brings people to talking, and I think as long as people are talking, it's not all that bad. He keeps going back and forth on if this is his last season with SNL. I had a marital argument at the breakfast table on Sunday. The wife was like, you see, the guy's leaving SNL. I'm like, no, he's not leaving SNL. The headlines keep saying he's leaving SNL. And then you read the quotes and he says he's not leaving SNL. And I just surrendered the point because I don't really care to win that argument. It's not worth it. What Che actually says is, I was at stand up and I was like, boy, I hate SNL. And then when I'm at SNL, I'm like, God, I don't want to be on the road. Just what you do. But yeah, I am quitting this season. Answer your question. The interviewer went, no. And then Che said, I'm kidding. I have no idea what I'm doing, man. It's just, I don't know. I'd like to do more stand-up. So what do I know? And only Lorne Michaels and Che know. I think he's coming back. They're not going to break up Che and Jost. And it's nice, steady work. And I'll read another article tomorrow where Lorne Michaels basically says, if you have a good thing, don't ruin it. Will Che continue doing stand-up forever? Yeah, I'm a lifer. I'm lucky. I figured out what I like and I get to do it. As I've mentioned, I'm the writer on a podcast. It's called Palace Intrigue. We talk about the royal family. Now, if you were a follower of the Palace Intrigue podcast, you would know that last week the Queen had to skip the opening of Parliament. That's one of the things she does. She goes to the opening of Parliament. It was the third time she had missed it, and I think it was 57 years. I'm telling you all that so you understand the point of this joke. I'm heading towards a joke here. So Her Majesty missed the Parliament thing, but over the weekend was at Gallop Through History, where she was seen laughing, smiling, and clapping as she watched a number of equestrian performances. Comedian Omid Jalili hosted the celebration, and he said, "Your Royal Highness, on behalf of everyone here, would like to thank you very humbly for picking us over the state opening of Parliament. You did the right thing, and I won £5 in a bet with my local kebab shop owner in Ipswich." Her Majesty enjoyed the joke. Palace Intrigue, wherever you get your shows. Let's talk TV. I have seen the entire George Carlin documentary. It is currently number one on my list of comedy specials and movies and things. Number one on my list of top whatevers of 2022. The Carlin documentary, out Friday on HBO, is fantastic. Like, you know how good the Beatles one was? It's that good. It's really, really, really good. Late Friday, I did an interview with Kelly Carlin. I will air that on this podcast on this Friday. We had a very nice conversation about the doc, and it was good to catch up with Kelly. I don't have anything to say about the most recent Saturday Night Live other than it just wasn't good. It was one of those where it's like, oh, this sketch ain't going anywhere, and I was fast-forwarding. Even the news was flat. Nothing good there. There was a Steve Martin appearance. It just wasn't good. It was the worst episode in quite some time. While I was in TV mode, I watched Ronnie Chang's special. I told you I had to get back to it. It was okay, and about 45 minutes into the 60-minute special, I kind of had enough, and I bailed. So that's not great. I love his first two specials. This one just wasn't really grabbing me. And then I was like, what should I watch? And Netflix was like, Mike Myers, The Pentaveret. And I was like, all right, I expect this to be terrible, but I'll give it a shot. I expect it to be terrible because some of the later Mike Myers stuff just wasn't really floating my boat. So I put on The Pentaveret, which also co-stars MacPacker Keegan-Michael Key. And oh my goodness, it's fantastic. I loved it. It's Mike Myers level comedy, dumb jokes, funny plays on words. He does different characters, but the characters are definitely not annoying. And there are a couple of them that I actually really like and want to spend time with. So The Pentaveret on Netflix gets a thumbs up out of me. That's also going to make the year-end list. It's really good. I was surprised by it. I shared on the subreddit Daily Comedy News, someone had posted a clip of the version of The Office that airs in India. It's really good. So you'll see, I don't know how to describe them. The analog to Jim and the analog to Dwight. Well cleaned up there, Johnny Mac. The analog characters are doing the scene that's very early in the American Office where they're fighting over where one desk ends and the other begins. But they add some local flavor to the comedy. I thought it was a really good scene. So you'll find that on the subreddit. And I put on The Kids in the Hall. Oh, I don't know what I wanted, but that wasn't it. Even the first sketch out of the box. And, you know, that's kind of, when you do a comeback, the first sketch when somebody hits play, kind of important. And I was like, this is okay. And then I stayed with it. And then I bailed and I'm kind of really disappointed. So shocked that Kids in the Hall was bad. Shocked that The Pentaveret is really good. Vulture wrote about Kids in the Hall. They said, not every sketch is a home run. Correct. Even a wildly bizarre Shakespeare sketch feels like a beginning that never found an end, but the successes far outweigh the missteps. Maybe I didn't watch enough, and it's hard to come away feeling anything other than grateful. As the man in the towel would say, hell has frozen over, the kids are back. Here's a weird one for you. They're bringing back Married with Children as an animated series. Ed O'Neill, Katie Sagal, Christina Applegate, and David Faustino will all reprise their roles as the Bundy family, except this time it's a cartoon. The original ran for 11 seasons from 1987 to 1997, and now we're bringing it back as a cartoon. There have been rumors of a potential revival or spinoff of the show for some time, including one that have focused on a now adult Bud Bundy, played by Faustino. But I'm wondering what this is. Is it just, say, season 12 of the original series, but now it's animated? Are they going to go Brady Kids and hang out in a treehouse and hang out with pandas? Are they going to go to space? Like, what is this and why? Married with Children, the animated series coming soon. Also coming soon, What We Do in the Shadows Season 4. That'll be back July 12th. I've got some spoilers here for you. If you don't want to hear the spoilers, why don't you bail? All right, you ready? What We Do in the Shadows Season 4. The vampires return to Staten Island to find their mansion on the verge of total structural collapse, and they have no money to repair it. Nadja opens the hottest vampire nightclub in the tri-state area. Laszlo struggles with the question of nature versus nurture as he tries raising baby Colin to be anything other than an energy vampire. In Season 4, we'll see the vampires and Guillermo visit terrifying locales such as the secret supernatural night market, the Jersey Pine Barrens, and a wedding altar. Let's take yesterday's bad news bit and beat it into the ground. Hey, Patton Oswalt, bad news. MODOK, the show you're on, canceled. Remember that one? It was on Hulu. Patton Oswalt voiced the title role of MODOK, who's a supervillain struggling to balance his company and family. It was okay. I won't miss it. Forgot it existed. Hey, Joe Coy, bad news. Remember you were developing a sitcom with ABC about you and your mom? ABC said no. The hope is to redevelop the idea. They want to stay in business with you, Joe Coy, but they didn't like that version of the show. Sorry. And for you Brits, if you're wondering about Stathlet's Flats, Jimmy Demetriou says, I'm not shutting the door on Stathlet's Flats. Jamie said, I was so terrified of the response to Series 3 because I had a really hard time writing and shooting it, and you assume it's going to be conducive to a bad product. The feeling of relief I had that it wasn't a disaster was overwhelming. As for whether it's the end of the show, I think there's more to that universe. I'm not shutting the door on it. But I said I was taking a pause, which got me construed as taking a career break. I was working on the series for 10 years, so I'm just trying to work out what I want to do next. And that is your comedy news for today. You can follow this show for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your shows. See you tomorrow.